strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 20th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Maggie. How are you doing, Maggie?
Hi, Taryn. Hi, everybody. I'm pretty good. I can't believe this is my last update of the season. How crazy. This season feels like it was 17 years long, never ending season. But here we are. We made it. We made it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm feeling, you know, probably how everyone's feeling right now, where it's like, just bring Sunday. I'm ready for Sunday. I want to hear all your player profiles because I actually think that they will be really interesting because of how twisty this season has been. But yes, I'm ready for Sunday to get here.
Yes, one of the last updates of the season, really, considering that the player profiles should start on Thursday. So I'll be going over the final three and their games starting on Thursday. So you can tune in for that, of course. But we are here now, today, to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 76 in the house. 76 straight one of these. We had more drama. We have sort of solidified again who's going to be taking who to the final two. That's basically what we got.
Yeah, I mean, for it being the final four, it's absolutely wild how much drama there's been. Good drama and just abysmal, sad drama. If you did not listen to yesterday's update, please do so. Taryn and Kirsten brought the heat. They brought out the big guns. They said what needed to be said, okay? Anything I say will probably just be reiteration of that. But yeah, it's sort of wild that we're getting this much drama here at the end. Usually Final Four is pretty quiet in the house, especially after a situation where we've known since the veto was won who was going to be in the final three, who Monty was going to cut. But yeah, there was pitching that happened that unfortunately didn't work, I think. But yeah, there was definitely some intrigue.
Yes, pitching indeed. Brittany is going to talk with Monty, who holds the veto and thus the sole vote to evict this week. It's going to be between her and Turner. She's finally going to make her pitch to Monty. She originally planned to do so with M&Ms and Graphs. She decided against that.
Was a good choice on Britt's part.
She approaches him and says, look, Monty, you've got a big decision to make. She says, podcasters around the world are having conversations about this choice. So I want to have this conversation framed around a third party view of the situation. An objective perspective of what's happening right now. We'll go over pros and cons. I just want to give you another perspective on this decision. She says, look, the cons of bringing Turner are that Turner has made bigger moves. His HOHs were the ones where all the big moves happened. Leftovers formed, Amira. He took out Kyle and changed the game. He took out Michael. Like, this guy's resume is stacked. You don't have any big moves. You took out Alyssa last week and you're taking out me this week. Like, that's pretty weak. It's not very impressive. You need to make a big move to win this game. And that big move is taking out Turner. Look, I think you recognize if you bring Taylor, you obviously win in a landslide. So the question is, what's the best path to get to the end with Taylor? Let me tell you. Final three HOH, parts one and two, are always physical. They're always physical. And I am basically, like, Turner and I, we're like the same mentally, but he's way better than me physically. I'm basically an overweight, out of shape Turner. So do you want to compete against an overweight, out of shape Turner or a regular Turner? Sure, I've studied. Yeah, but I studied the wrong thing. Because here's the thing. If you listen to the recap on Sunday, you heard my Jade Empire theory. She says, I was unsure about the day three thing. The thing that cost me the veto. I thought it was day three, and it was actually day four. And I remember asking Michael. I think he told me the wrong thing on purpose. I think he did it on purpose. He always used to tell me, why would people give the right answer? But I didn't think he'd do it to me. But I think he did.
Yes, Michael. Yeah, so as much as this is a good pitch from Brittany, it's not exactly true. All of this is like, Brittany, I think, is a very formidable opponent, especially in the part two HOH. If the part one is physical, like it usually is, you know, we're holding on to something, we're standing on spinning discs. That's sort of what I expect, is the standing on spinning discs getting hit by something. If we're, you know, if it's something like that, I do think that Monty and Taylor have the leg up on Brittany, just because Taylor has won the wall and Monty, look at him. But Brittany has proven she's very good at these mental comps. Yeah, her studying, you know, it cost her the veto. Monty beat her. But I do think that she's definitely a strong opponent against Monty and Taylor. And like, Brittany's not taking Monty. Taylor's not taking Monty. Like, he absolutely should be evicting Brittany in this situation. I really appreciate her trying. But, you know, it falls on deaf ears, as it should.
Yeah, I mean, I think she makes a very good point about parts one and two. I do think that her chances of winning part one or two are very low. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Monty does have a killer point in his rebuttal. So she says, look, this is probably the biggest business decision you'll ever make, Monty. What are your thoughts? And he says, well, my thoughts are that I think you're going to take Taylor and Taylor's going to take you. So why would I do that? And I feel like Turner has struggled in competitions where you have to study and know past events. And so I don't think he can win part three. So
really, really good observation from Monty that all of Turner's mental wins have been short-term memory. Really good point that I hadn't even thought of. Like, I hadn't even picked up on that. So
really, even watching Turner do the math in the veto competition, you were like, no, he studied. He's good.
I think that I've been thinking of Turner as a formidable opponent in these mental competitions because he's won several mental competitions. But yes, of course, we know that he didn't study, obviously, and he hasn't studied. But I think that pointing out that it's the short-term stuff that he's good at, and he's good at his guessing ability is really good, like the deducing of what I should be guessing. Like, that's how he won one of the competitions that he won. So, you know, yeah.
She says, look, I get that, but you're risking a lot hoping that Turner doesn't win that final three HOH, because if he does, he beats you. And honestly, he might not even take you. He's been unpredictable this season. Monty says, I don't think Turner's going to cut me. Most of his decisions in the game have been directed by other people. And she said, what do you mean? Well, he was in The Leftovers. They directed him to do the Amira thing. And he was in The Pound. And we directed him to do other things. And even the Michael HOH, I had to go up to him and be like, all right, I'm using the veto. And he's like, oh, who do I put up? I was like, excuse me, Turner? Did you forget? We're doing Michael. He's like, oh, yeah, sure. So I don't think he's going to cut me. I don't think he has it in him. And Brittany's like, I don't know.
Do you think that there's any chance, say Taylor wins part one, Turner wins part two, Taylor goes to him and says, let's just agree to take each other. Do you think there's any chance Turner does that and follows
1,000% they would have the conversation.
Okay, me too.
And me too. Absolutely think that Turner could cut Monty. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I've talked about it before. Like, the fact that Turner is so willing to turn on allies under the direction of other people should be proof that he is willing to turn on you when there's no more direction to be had. I would absolutely be concerned, especially because you've both kind of like let it hang in the air and go unsaid that you both think that Taylor's easier to beat. I would definitely be concerned if I were Monty, but I don't think Turner.
Okay.
Will
I wanted to make sure we were on the same page about that. Cause I didn't want to just like come in here and be like, yeah, Turner, I think would have an easy time cutting Monty if he thought that that's what he should do. Because in all of these situations, yes, he's been pushed by someone, but it's the should do that he's been pushed by. And I feel like if Taylor gets to him and is like, you should take me, obviously, even though his relationship with Taylor is not as strong as his relationship with Monty, the should do will outweigh any sort of like personal feeling. He voted out Pooch. Mm-hmm. People are forgetting this.
Monty's going to go to Turner after this pitch and he tells him about Brittany's pitch. He's like, it's ridiculous. There were so many holes in her argument. It wasn't even worth listening to. He was like, shh. She was like, oh, I don't think that Turner's going to take you to the end because he's been unpredictable. And I responded, every decision that he's made has been from input by other people. Says this to Turner's face, including you, Brittany. Even the Kyle thing was input from you. Even the Michael thing was input from you. Man. Oh, you know, the other thing to talk about, just as homies, I talked to Taylor last night. Yeah. I told her that what she said was unnecessary and uncalled for. She apologized or what have you. I'm just glad, you know, she's apologizing up and down. I'm just glad she didn't take the Kyle approach, you know. The two things pretty.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've just that was the most. What? Can you make sense of that, Taryn?
She didn't take the Kyle approach of denying that she did anything wrong, because clearly she's done so much wrong, just like Kyle.
Oh my Lord.
Did you see the headphones? Nope. Did you see the glasses coming off with the headphones? I mean,
you're right. How dare.
Will she even have a job after this? I don't know.
Deep breaths. We move. I will get to what I need to say. All right. I will.
He says, she was saying something. She wanted to make space for Brittany. But I was like, Taylor, you didn't give the headphones to Brittany. It was just a power trip that you were on. It's like, you clearly did not listen to a word she said.
Go ahead. I'll get to what I need to say. We'll get there.
He says, and I told her, like, maybe this is why people reacted the way they did earlier in the season. I mean, if this is how you're treating me, someone who you recently became intimate with, I can only imagine how you were treating other people. So I think we need to distance ourselves and, you know, stay on a friendship level. And Turner's like, well, thanks for catching me up on the morning news.
Okay. This is what I think of Monty. That's what I hear when he speaks. That's how I feel about what he said to Taylor. That's how I feel about all of it. A man who, over headphone removal, gets so upset and removes all of his stuff from the HOH bathroom only a mere 12 hours later to have to turn around and walk his beard shampoo back up to the HOH room. I think maybe we can say that person is probably acting a bit like a baby in the situation. And my biggest issue with it is that he is making her feel like she is crazy and that she is everything that's happened to her in this game was justified. Him bringing up, well, maybe this is why these people felt this way about you at the beginning of the game is so hurtful. It's so cruel. Like, it's just cruel. For what reason? For why? Why did you have to do that? I think Taylor's going to be just fine, everybody. We're going to get to the end of this update. You know, spoiler alert, they're hooking up again. But I think Taylor's going to be just fine. I don't think that she's that confused. I think that she's going to get out of the house. The people who love her are going to be able to surround her and support her. She's going to learn everything that happened. And she is going to be just fine. I think that Monty is going to be in for a harsh reality when he gets out of here. If this is the way that he talks to people, and at the littlest sign of difficulty, especially with somebody who you've been intimate with, you immediately jump to bringing up the one thing that you know has been a very traumatic and difficult and hurtful situation for her, and you push that button, that is completely inappropriate behavior. Here, in my opinion. And, you know, I think that there is a time and place to have a conversation like that. And I don't think that he was the right person to do it. I don't think over headphones it was the correct thing to say. And all I have to say about it truly is that's where I stand.
Well, there you go. He's going to finish the conversation saying, yeah, in the Britney pit. I just can't believe Britney approached me. Thinking I was so mentally weak that I'd be scared of you, Turner. there you go. Brittany's going to talk to Taylor and let her know about her pitch to Monty. She doesn't think it went particularly well. She says that Monty told her that Turner was influenced all game by the pound. She's like, oh, pound, eh? Brittany, though, says she doesn't think the jury will see it that way. She doesn't think that, you know, if only four people are involved in the pound, then that means there's only two people on the jury that even know about the pound. And so how are they going to be able to express to the jury that Turner didn't make his own decisions? Like, because there's two people on the jury that know he didn't make his own decisions at the very least, Brittany.
Yeah.
But there's still like, there's, you know, two Taylor, like, here's the thing. Brittany propping up Turner to Monty, good for both Brittany and Taylor. Brittany propping up Turner to Taylor, not great, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Taylor is going to talk to Monty again. They're going to have another conversation, sort of about the previous conversation. She starts it off. She says, look, Monty, I hate that I've given you a reason to believe that I'm not the gentle version of myself that you want me to be. That's the person I want to be. And it's the person that I am when I'm around you. And I like that. And he says, I get that, but I'm concerned that you feel like you need to be two different people. You should just be you, you know? She says, well, I don't know. I just don't feel like everyone deserves that vulnerable version of me. And he says, oh, so they deserve the cold version of you? And he's like, it's like your zing. Like you liked your zing. It came off like you were proud of it. Do you think it's a compliment to be cold? Like, I don't think it's a compliment to be boring. I mean, it's not true, but I don't think it's a compliment. She's like, right, it's not true. Like, my zing wasn't true either. And he says, well, jokes always have a basis in truth. I can see how people might think that I'm boring. But so there must be something in you that makes people think you're that way, you know? And I'm trying to understand why you take pride in that. And she says, well, I don't think that I should need to change myself to make other people feel more comfortable with like their first impression. When people who do get to know me understand who I am. He says, all right. I mean, that's fine if that's how you want to be. I just don't understand why you can't be nice and friendly all the time. I'm just trying to understand why that person came out in those interactions with me. So You know, I just feel like, you know, again, just be nice and kind. It's that easy. Just be friendly. Just and you know, don't be so cold, Taylor.
I don't know what else to say. Like, yeah. I don't have he. Yeah. Go ahead, Taryn. Do you have something to say?
Yes, she's gonna. I apologize to the we got a little bit of a connection delay. I think that is wreaking havoc on us. But
sorry,
yeah, she's gonna say, well, look, I've chosen the hard route of going to the end with you. He goes, how so? She says, well, it's not gonna be easy sitting next to you in the end. And he's like, I think you have. There's a story to be told about your game this summer. Says, sure, it'll be a fair fight, but I'm going to do whatever I can to get the two of us into those seats. I don't want you to think I'm fighting Brittany's battle, but she is easier to beat. Monty says, again, when it comes down to that last competition, Turner's just not as good at those kinds of comps. And Taylor says, well, I don't think Brittany will even get to the third comp. Says, I don't know. Turner ends up interrupting, and the conversation fades away. In the meantime, Brittany's going to talk to the cameras. It's a lengthy conversation. I picked out a couple of things that were interesting to me. In particular, she says, I don't think Monty has played that great of a game. She is not going to vote for Monty in the final two, whether he's up against Turner or Taylor. She says that she feels he was protected by Michael for far too long. And then he won one random veto, took out Michael, and that's basically his whole game. She says she hopes that she can convince the women to vote for Taylor if she's in the final two.
I think that's easy to do.
I don't know how well that's going
to
go.
I think that from her,
unless they're already inclined, push back.
Exactly. From her, they might be like, shut up, Brittany. No, we're not doing what you want us to do. But I have a feeling that it sounds like a lot of the women in the jury already are rooting for her,
yes,
are rooting for Taylor. So hopefully that is something that can be accomplished. But also you have to remember that the person who's evicted at Final Four, their only interaction with the jury is that jury roundtable. They're sequestered the rest of the time. So usually the person who's out at Final Four has very little influence on the jury because they haven't been with everybody the whole time. They only talk to them for that hour and a half that they do the jury roundtable. And then they all go and get sequestered. So I think that somebody like Brittany, who has shown within the house that her social sway perhaps is not the strongest suit of her game, it might be difficult for her to make the other jury members be influenced by the way that she feels.
Mm-hmm. So 3 hours later, Monty and Taylor are still up in the bed in the HOH room. They have since started cuddling, they are, back to, just a little bit of, just a little bit. Turner has left at this point. Turner gave up, Taylor asks Monty, so you're not going to pick Turner over me? He says, pinky promise, taking you to the final two. He kisses said pinky promise. And he goes on to talk about why he thinks Turner will understand when he cuts him. You know, he'll get it. Some of his favorite players did the same thing. Like Cody California.
Turner will love it. Turner will love it when he's in final three because Monty, who he rode to the end with, cut him. He'll love it.
I mean, hey, Turner had a whole conversation with Monty about how it's a game and it's not fair of Alyssa to feel hurt by him betraying her. And they both agreed. Yeah, it's that you just need to get over it. So probably shouldn't have had that conversation. She says she still thinks it's best to take Turner out now. Monty says, well, we can both beat Turner. I'm not going to operate out of fear of Turner. Do you think I'm easier to beat than Turner? Monty says, yeah, His resume is stacked. I do think there's a higher likelihood that I beat you. Yeah. He says, well, as long as you're being honest and you don't have anything locked in with Turner, I'm okay with that final three. He says, I've told you before. I'm telling you now. I'm picking you. I haven't said that to Turner. So this is Monty, again, locking in. I think there was some amount of fear or suspicion that Monty may decide not to take Taylor after the drama that happened the day before. But through all of it, even as he vented to Turner, he still never told Turner he was going to take him to the final two. And here he is again telling Taylor that he thinks that he will take her to the final two. And telling her to her face, I think I can beat you. I think you're easier to beat than Turner. This is, in my opinion, a wild misread. But it shouldn't be surprising, right? Because of everything that he's talking about. I mean, how ironic would it be if Monty wins the final three HOH and takes Taylor because he thinks she's easier to beat, and then she goes on to win the game and in some ways goes on to win the game because of the terrible misconception that people have had of her all season long. I mean, he thinks she's easier to beat because of what he's been talking about. Well, she must have done something to cause all these people to not like her so much. Look at all these people that don't like her in the jury. She's going to be easier to beat. If she goes on to then beat him, I mean, what a story.
Mm-hmm. Mwah. Ah, fingers crossed, Taryn, from your mouth to God's ears, right? I think that, one, you're right, horrible misread. I do think that, you know, I was really worried when Monty won the veto that we were going to box Taylor out of Final Three, that she would have to win her way there. But I definitely don't think that that is the case anymore. I just cut out for a second.
You're good.
I feel okay. Yeah, I think that it's, she's not, you know, in a must-win position anymore, which is really, really great for us Taylor fans here. I think also Monty has gotten very, obviously, based off of all of these conversations, Monty is really feeling himself. He's really feeling like he's right. He's justified. He's going to win this game. And I think that that could be his Achilles heel here at the end.
Yeah. He asks Taylor, like, you really wouldn't take Brittany to the final two if she was in the final three. She says, I really wouldn't. She says, I was livid when X took Big D over Azza. I couldn't believe it. I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to sit next to somebody who played me like that. And Monty says, well, if she doesn't deserve second place, she doesn't deserve third place either. So you're just going to have to trust me, Taylor. I've always come through for you before. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, he came through for her when he put her on the block two times. That was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Always. He's always stood up for her in private conversations. Mm-hmm. He's always been a solid. He's really carried her through the game, if you think about it. I mean, just always come.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Nobody is nicer or treats Taylor better than Monty in this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty much it. So that conversation hangout session, it lasted like 5 hours. Over the course of those 5 hours, you definitely got a sense from Turner, like,
mm-hmm.
I thought this wasn't a thing anymore, Monty. Like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Where's my bro?
He's stuck down there with Brittany, having to put the awning away when he just wants to be alone in the backyard. He's not thrilled. Definitely not thrilled. Which is so fun. Like, you would think that it would be more, like, we were really concerned, at least I was, when the Monty and Taylor thing began, that this was going to be really bad for Taylor's game. that people were going to start to view her, like that it was going to be really bad. But it looks like Turner is much more upset with Monty. He's like, what's going on? Hello, where are you? And I think that he thought he wasn't as upset before Monty stopped down and told him and then was doing something completely different than what he was saying. I think that that, you know, when you open up to someone emotionally and then do the opposite, that's going to sort of make them peeved.
Yeah. So we'll see if this has any ramifications either, but, that's basically it for the rest of the night. Unless Maggie, you had anything else that you wanted to bring up?
No, I just wanted to bring up, you know, Monty slept up in the HOH room with Taylor. They were kissing before the cams cut off. But I do just want to reiterate, exactly. I do just want to reiterate to everybody that Monty was so upset, he angrily removed his shower things from the HOH bathroom. Less than 24 hours later, brought them back upstairs. And I think that if you're looking at who is acting childish in the situation, that is where you should put your focus.
Also worth noting, in the 5-hour cuddle session, Monty, maybe on purpose, maybe not, very, I felt, deliberately put the headphones on and took a nap with the headphones. This time, undisturbed.
Oh my gosh. See, I didn't know that. That is. I mean, do you want to do it together, Taryn?
It's going to be difficult.
That is just. Oh,
there you go.
He did not do that. Oh, God. Getting his way.
All right. So that's about what we have for you today. Then, of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It feels like surely there can't be much left to milk out of this stone of Final Four. But we will see. On Thursday, I will start my recap of the final three and their games. I'm going to start with Taylor, who was the first to make it to the final three. Then I'll go over Monty's game on Friday. And then I will talk about Turner's game on Saturday, leading up to Sunday's finale. But in the meantime, of course, also I'll be live later tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the final roundtable of the season, where we are going to predict jury votes individually. We're going to have fun with that. We're going to rate the players one last time, predict who's going to win, who's going to take who to the final two. Make sure you check out my Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn. I'll be tweeting out this survey. This is not the one you want to miss. This is the biggest survey of the whole season. Make your final predictions, lock them in, have bragging rights for all of your friends, screenshot your predictions. It'll be a good time. We'll talk about all that tonight on the roundtable. And then, of course, on Thursday, we'll have a recap for that episode. On Friday, the recap of the recap. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarynArmstrong. I'll be watching all of these episodes live with all of you, including tomorrow night, Survivor premiere, The Amazing Race premiere with Claire and Derek X, which will be very fun. Yeah, I talked about House of the Dragon yesterday. That was a great time. Check out the Book Club podcast. Again, if you find me over on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn, you can see all of the stuff I'm doing. I also did the Survivor draft last night. Got clearly the best team. So you can check that out as well. Maggie, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at @MLMorgan_. I don't want to speak to soon, but I cover Real Housewives of Salt Lake City with Jacob Jones, and that is coming back next week. So if you're interested in hearing from us again, maybe you could tweet at Rob, let him know that that's something that you want to happen again. Hopefully we'll be back for coverage of that. And thank you guys, everybody, for hanging out this season with me on the updates. Thank you for having me, Taryn. It's been a really, really fun, wild season. And I'm so happy for you that we're about to have a true off season again. You've been at this for 9 months. We've all been at it, but Taryn's been at it every morning for almost 9 months straight here. So unless Julie Chen Moonves on finale night announces Celebrity Big Brother 4, hopefully you get a true off season this year, Taryn. So thank you guys, everybody in the chat. You're all always so sweet to me. Thank you for all of your support. And yeah, see you around.
All right. Well, thank you all so much again for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.